back. Why am I sent for to a king before I have shook off the regal thoughts wherewith I reigned? I hardly yet have learnt to insinuate, flatter, bow, bend my limbs. Give sorrow leave a while to tutor me to this submission. Yet I well remember the favors of these men. Were they not mine? Did they not sometime cry, all hail to me? So Judas did to Christ, but he, in 12, found truth in all but one. I, in 12,000, none. God save the king! Will no man say amen? Am I both priest and clerk? Well then, amen! God save the king, although I be not he, and yet amen, if heaven do think in me. To do what service am I sent for hither?
To do that office of thine own goodwill, which tired majesty did make thee offer, the resignation of thy state and crown to Henry Bolingbroke.
Give me the crown. Here, cousin. Seize the crown. Here, cousin. On this side, my hand, and on that side, yours. Now is this golden crown like a deep well that owes two buckets, filling one another. The emptier ever dancing in the air, the other down, unseen and full of water. That bucket down and full of tears am I, drinking my griefs, whilst you mount up on high.
I thought you had been willing to resign.
My crown I am, but still my griefs are mine. You may my glories and my state depose, but not my griefs. Still am I king of those.
Part of your cares you give me with your crown.
Your cares set up, do not pluck my cares down. My care is loss of care, by old care done. Your care is gain of care, by new care won. The cares I give I have, though given away, they tend the crown, yet still with me they stay.
Are you contented to resign the crown?
Aye. No. No, I, for I must nothing be. Therefore, no, no, for I resign to thee. Now, mark me how I will undo myself. I give this heavy weight from off my head, and this unwieldy scepter from my hand. The pride of kingly sway from out my heart. With mine own tears I wash away my balm. With mine own hands I give away my crown. With mine own tongue deny my sacred state. With mine own breath release all duties' rights. All pomp and majesty I do forswear. My manners, rents, revenues I forego. My acts, decrees, and statutes I deny. God pardon all oaths that are broke to me. God keep all vows unbroke that swear to thee. Make me that nothing have with nothing grieved. And thou, with all pleased, that hast all achieved. Long mayest thou live in Richard's seat to sit. And soon lie Richard in an earthy pit. God save King Harry, unkinged Richard says, and send him many years of sunshine days. What more remains?
No more, but that you read these accusations and these grievous crimes committed by your person and your followers against the state and profit of this land. That by confessing them, the souls of men may deem that you are worthily deposed.
Must I do so? And must I ravel out my weaved-up folly? Gentle Northumberland, if thy offences were upon record, would it not shame thee in so fair a troop to read a lecture of them? If thou wouldst, there shouldst thou find one heinous article containing the deposing of a king and cracking the strong warrant of an oath marked with a blot damned in the book of heaven. Nay, all of you that stand and look upon, whilst that my wretchedness doth bait myself, though some of you with Pilate wash your hands, showing an outward pity, yet you Pilates have here delivered me to my sour cross, and water cannot wash away your sin.
My lord, dispatch, read all these articles.
My eyes are full of tears, I cannot see. Yet salt water blinds them not so much, but they can see a sort of traitors here. If I turn mine eyes upon myself, I find myself a traitor with the rest. For I have given here my soul's consent to undeck the pompous body of a king, made glory base and sovereignty a slave, proud majesty a subject, state a peasant.
My lord!
No lord of thine, thou haught-insulting man, nor no man's lord! I have no name, no title. No, not that name was given me at the font, but 'tis usurped. Alack, the heavy day that I have worn so many winters out, and know not now what name to call myself. For that I were a mockery king of snow, standing before the sun of Bolingbroke to melt myself away in water drops.
Good king. Great king. And yet not greatly good. And if my word be sterling yet in England, let it command a mirror hither straight, that it may show me what a face I have, since it is bankrupt of his majesty.
Go, some of you, and fetch a looking glass.
Read all this paper. Well, at last doth come.
Fiend, thou torment'st me ere I come to hell.
Urge it no more, my lord Northumberland.
The commons will not then be satisfied.
They shall be satisfied. I'll read enough when I do see the very book indeed where all my sins are writ, and that's myself. Ah, give me the glass. And therein will I read.
No deeper wrinkles yet? Hath sorrow struck so many blows upon this face of mine and made no deeper wounds? Who, flattering glass, like to my followers in prosperity, thou dost beguile me. Was this face the face that every day under his household roof did keep 10,000 men? Was this the face that like the sun did make beholders wink? Was this the face that faced so many follies and was at last outfaced by Bolingbroke? A brittle glory shineth in this face. As brittle as the glory is the face.
There it is, cracked in 100 shivers. Mark, silent king, the moral of this sport. How soon my sorrow hath destroyed my face.
The shadow of your sorrow hath destroyed the shadow of your face.
Say that again. The shadow of my sorrow. Ha, let's see. Ah, 'tis very true. My grief lies all within, and these external manners of laments are merely shadows to the unseen grief that swells with silence in the tortured soul. There lies the substance. And I thank thee, King, for thy great bounty, that not only givest me cause to wail, but teachest me the way how to lament the cause. I'll beg one boon, and then be gone and trouble you no more. Shall I obtain it?
Name it, fair cousin.
Fair cousin?
Oh, I am greater than a king, for when I was a king, my flatterers were then but subjects. Being now a subject, I have a king here to my flatterer. Being so great, I have no need to beg.
Yet ask.
And shall I have?
You shall.
Then give me leave to go.
Whither?
Whither you will, so I were from your sights.
Go, some of you, convey him to the tower.
Oh, good! Convey? Conveyors are you all, that rise thus nimbly by a true king's fall!
On Wednesday next, we solemnly proclaim our coronation. Lords, be ready, all.
A woeful pageant have we here beheld.
The woes to come. The children yet unborn shall feel this day as sharp to them as thorn.
You holy clergyman, is there no plot to rid the realm of this pernicious blot?
My lord, before I freely speak my mind herein, you shall not only take the sacrament to bury mine intents, but also to effect whatever I shall happen to devise. I see your brows are full of discontent, your hearts of sorrow and your eyes of tears. Come home with me to supper. I will lay a plot shall show us all a merry day.